With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Pear industry experts from around the world converged on Wenatchee 2 weeks ago for the Interpera Congress, where high-density planting, harvest and packing house mechanization, and new pear variety research were just a few of the topics discussed. And one of the biggest obstacles pear researchers deal with, according to Pear Bureau Northwest President Kevin Moffitt, is money.
Pear research funding from the U.S. comes from actual production, number of boxes produced. The growers put about 3.5 cents per box towards research directly. And we just don't have that many boxes. Like 20 million boxes of pears are produced compared to the apple side of the industry, which is 6 times that easily. So there's just not as much money available to put towards that research. And then you multiply that worldwide. And, you know, Europe's a huge apple producer. There are many big apple producing countries in Europe, and pears are just a smaller crop worldwide. So we don't have the resources or the funds that some of the other crops have. So yeah, we're always up against that wall.
Moffitt says marketing is another major challenge for the somewhat overlooked pear.
They are the overlooked product in the produce department, and we have to always keep pears top of mind and keep people reminded that pears are wonderful. They love them when they try them, but they just don't think about them when they're going to the store. So we have to get them in front of people when they're in the store.
Over 160 industry professionals from 13 pear-producing countries attended this year's Interpera Congress.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.